Great.
CapFed, you can help me with a business loan?
This is true. Always seems impossible until it's true blue. Business loans from Capital Federal. True blue for over 125 years. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KVOE live and local, cloud cover 50 degrees. It is 8:52.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Flint Hills Community Health Center, your medical home. Flint Hills Community Health Center, 420 West 15th. Call 342-4864.
Winter is coming, and so is the flu season. You can protect yourself from influenza by getting your flu shot, and this year it's more important than ever. The flu can have serious health consequences, and getting your flu vaccine is the most important thing you can do to protect yourself and your family from this disease. Make an appointment to get your flu shot at Flint Hills Community Health Center. Call 342-4864 in Emporia or 620-583-7436 in Eureka. Learn more at flinthillshealth.org.
KVOE live and local. Good morning. It is 8:53, 50 degrees. We're pleased to be joined on our Newsmaker 2, which is also our United Way of the Flint Hills Community Partner Spotlight this morning, by Alyssa Murphy. Alyssa is with the Girl Scouts of Kansas Heartland, and she is the Development Director. Alyssa, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Ron. How about yourself?
Doing good. Well, thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, this is the start of the United Way of the Flint Hills, you know, fundraising campaign, which really launched just a couple of months ago. So we're just getting into the heart of this year's campaign, and we invite folks to log on to UnitedWayOfTheFlintHills.org and check out information about all of the fine community partners that benefit from the United Way's great fundraising effort, headed by campaign chair this year, Mr. Mike Argabright, who is superintendent of School District 252 here locally. And the Girl Scouts, boy, it sounds like you have been busy here recently. Alyssa, have you not?
We have been, Ron. We are right in the height of our recruiting season. We just wrapped up our fall opportunity product sale, and we've got two really great events coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Well, let's highlight those events, please, Alyssa.
Absolutely. So coming up on Saturday, November 13th, we have a super fun recruitment event happening at Jones Park right here in Emporia. For our future scientists out there, we're going to be making some slime. We're going to be fishing, making s'mores, and roasting hot dogs. And we're going to be working together on a community service project. There's also going to be games and prizes. And if you are a parent or a caregiver, we have a special session just for you where you can ask questions about how your girl can become a Girl Scout. And it's going to be a super fun and relaxed atmosphere. So we're really looking forward to that. And then throughout the month of November, starting on November 6th, running through November 14th, we're going to be celebrating our Festival of Giving. Now, this is a chance for our Girl Scouts to give back to our wonderful Emporia community here. And it's a service opportunity for our girls to get out and serve their community, because you all support us so much, and it's incredibly important that we get back out and give back. So we will be filling wish lists for local organizations and just really filling needs in our community to show what Girl Scouting looks like in the heart of this giving season.
Let's talk a bit about the focus on community service, because I think a lot of people think of Girl Scouts and they're thinking about different projects. They're thinking obviously about the cookie sales in the springtime. Yes. But there isn't really maybe that much of an emphasis, at least in the public, about community service from Girl Scouts. Why is it so important to develop that now?
Absolutely. So we believe at Girl Scouts of Kansas Heartland that our community service projects build girls to develop into leaders of tomorrow. When they do community service projects, Ron, our girls develop leadership skills and they develop life skills that they need to be successful adults in the future. And so we really see that our girls, when they tackle these community service projects and fill needs in the community, they're learning problem-solving skills. They're learning to work together. They're learning to ask hard questions, and they're learning to collaborate. And these are all really important skills that we need just to be good humans. And so that's why we place such an emphasis on our community service projects.
And talking with Alyssa Murphy, Alyssa is the Development Director for Girl Scouts of Kansas Heartland. Alyssa joining us on KVOE, a part of our United Way of the Flint Hills Community Partner Spotlight. So Alyssa, when we talk about the Girl Scouts, what ages are we working with here?
Ron, we are working with kindergarten through 12th grade. So that's ages 5 through 18. And then we also have opportunities to for girls to engage with us after they've graduated high school.
So locally, if there are parents or grandparents that would like your daughters or granddaughters to get involved with Girl Scouts, how can they do that? Is there a place they can go locally to find out more information?
Absolutely, Ron. And so if you'll hop on our website, KansasGirlScouts.org, we do have local Emporia staff that would be incredibly happy to assist with the process of getting a girl registered and into a troop. This is the perfect time of year to join. We are just now forming troops. You know, it's the beginning of the school year, so this is a great chance for girls to get involved with either girls that they already know or maybe girls that they don't know. And if you're on our website, you can go to our council. If you click on locations, you can see our Emporia office, and you can check out the phone number there and give us a call. Also, our Facebook page is a great resource. Locally, we have Camp Double E. That is our property in Emporia. That's where we serve all of our girls. We have lots of fun activities out there. And our two local Emporia staff would be more than happy to assist in anything that a parent or caregiver may need to get a girl going in Girl Scouts.
Well, so one of the things that I've seen here over the last couple of years is, you know, especially, you know, with Girl Scouts and with Boy Scouts, the emphasis on new badges and new opportunities to really reflect some of the different things that are you know, essentially developing now or different skill sets that are developing now that the girls specifically are going to need to utilize and they're going to need to know here in the future as they continue to move forward.
Absolutely. This year, we are, as always, focusing on our STEM efforts. We are very grateful that we have a partnership with our national office, Girl Scouts of the USA. They are constantly rolling out new badges for us to share with our Girl Scouts here in Emporia. We've got some STEM badges we're going to be working on this year. And we also are placing an emphasis on family camps this year. Over the past year, we've really seen a need and an increase in interest in parents and caregivers wanting to join alongside their Girl Scout during their Girl Scout experience. And so what that looks like for us this year is we're going to be including our parents and caregivers in those camp experiences. So parents and caregivers, be on the lookout for more opportunities for you to join in the Girl Scout experience with your girl.
Alyssa, how challenging was, the past 18 months with COVID? Was that difficult for the Girl Scouts?
Well, Ron, I think it was difficult for everybody in different ways. I'm happy to say that because we're Girl Scouts, right, we're leaders, we're innovators, we were able to pivot right in time to be able to offer a completely digital summer camp for the very first time during the pandemic. And we were one of the very first councils to offer that opportunity to our girls. So across the U.S., we had girls joining in our virtual summer camp, which we called Camp at Home. And it was a six-week program that allowed girls to engage with us virtually over the summer so they could still enjoy that Girl Scout leadership experience from the safety of their home.
Alyssa, how important is the United Way and their support of the Girl Scouts? How important is that?
Oh, it's incredibly important, Ron. The United Way of the Flint Hills is one of our primary supporters of Girl Scouts in the Emporia area, and that community partnership is incredibly important to us for numerous reasons. Of course, the financial funding is important, but also just having a community partner that we can walk alongside, somebody to bounce ideas with, somebody that we can reach out to for help, questions, you know, it really truly is a partnership. I feel like we are walking alongside the United Way, and Mickey has just been an incredible resource and champion for Girl Scouts in the Emporia area.
Well, we look forward to hearing more from you, Alyssa, and keep up the great work. Girl Scouts has been around a long time. It's a great program, and it shapes lives for the positive, certainly down the road. Great job this morning, Alyssa. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Ron. Thank you for having me on today. I really appreciate your time.
Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Yeah, Alyssa Murphy, who is the development director for Girl Scouts of Kansas Heartland on our United Way of the Flint Hills Community Partner Spotlight. And we'll continue with more spotlighting, Chuck, next week.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, as we look at the schedule for next week, believe it or not, the 1st of November, we'll have...
Wow.
Oh, man.
Don't say that.
Okay, I didn't. Yeah. Emporia Child Care will be our focus starting Monday. That'll be at 8:40. Deb Crowell will join us for that particular interview, and we've got others coming up here next week as well. We do have a couple of spots available on the morning show next week, but not many. So if you want one of those, give us a call at 620-342-1400. Want to pass this along here. I know we're running late, but just checking the wind gusts right now from the National Weather Service. Eureka's at 46 for a peak gust so far this morning. Burlington is at 43, and as of 7:30 this morning, Emporia Municipal Airport hit 51 miles an hour.
That's what we're dealing with all day.
And we could see a stair-step today. Approach here with the wind gusts, according to the Weather Service out of Wichita later. So a couple of different possible increases coming here in the wind speeds on the steady side, not just the gusts. And we are already having some power outages in Emporia here as well as we continue this process this morning.
All right. Our newsmaker brought to you this morning by Flint Hills Community Health Center, your medical home, Flint Hills Community Health Center, 420 West 15th, call 342-4864. KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It's 9:04.
Hello, this is Danny Giefer. As your city commissioner, the past 9 years, I've met